Corn, the king of commodities, is key to the ethanol boom, but it also may play a valuable role for researchers studying fossil fuel pollution. When they try to figure out how much pollution is created by burning gasoline and other fossil fuels, scientists usually turn to sophisticated and expensive air sampling instruments. Now, researchers at the University of California, Irvine, have found that corn is both a clever and cheap way to determine local carbon dioxide levels. The scientists created a map of carbon dioxide levels in this country by sampling corn from dozens of locations around the country. Susan Trumbor is a professor of Earth System Science at UC Irvine and a co-author of the study, and she joins us. Susan Trumbor, give us an overall picture. What does the corn data tell us about carbon dioxide levels in this country?
Okay, well, there are lots of sources of carbon dioxide to the atmosphere, not just fossil fuel burning, but plants, you know, take up and emit carbon dioxide. And what we wanted was a way to specifically say what fraction of the carbon dioxide in a given region is coming from fossil fuel burning.
Right.
The way we determine what fraction of the carbon taken up by the plants is from fossil fuels is we measure the amount of a rare isotope called carbon-14. Now, carbon-14 is made in the atmosphere all the time in small levels. And it's a radioactive isotope that decays away with a half-life of about 6,000 years. So fossil fuels that have carbon that's millions of years old don't have any carbon-14 in it. So when we burn those fuels, they dilute the amount that's in the atmosphere. And that's really the signal that we're using the corn to detect.
Why corn? Why is corn such a good plant to use for this?
Corn, it's an annual plant, so that all of its carbon dioxide, when it grows, comes from the atmosphere. Trees, on the other hand, might store carbon from one year to the next, so we wouldn't have quite as good a signal.
So is this an idea for kind of partly figuring out global warming? Because if you can figure out what is the exact fossil fuel component of the overall carbon dioxide level, wouldn't that be useful for something like global warming?
Right. I mean, a lot of what we're trying to do is understand the fate of the fossil fuel carbon that we put in the atmosphere. And we kind of are trying to understand that both at a global scale, where we can measure globally how much carbon dioxide increases compared to globally how much fossil fuel we think we're burning. But there are very few ways to attribute that more regionally. So if we, you know, in North America are saying we're burning a certain amount of fossil fuel, or if we want to determine and verify whether using biofuels is actually reducing the amount of fossil fuel carbon that we put in the atmosphere, this would be a method to determine that.
Well, congratulations on your paper published in Geophysical Research Letters. And may I just say that when I first read about this finding of yours, I thought to myself, this sounds like a very clever idea. Why didn't anyone think of this before?
I don't know. I mean, we actually started doing it because I was teaching a class in carbon-14 analysis, and I needed samples quickly that we could run around Los Angeles and get. And this is what we thought of doing. And then we saw how interesting the results were and decided to go across the U.S. and look at the corn.
Susan Trumbor at the University of California, Irvine, thank you.
Thank you.
And I like it that you kind of this occurred to you because you're actually teaching a class.
Well, the first author of the paper is actually an undergraduate who was doing a research project. That's kind of cool, too. She got to go on a road trip and collect all the corn.
What's her name?
Diana Sway. She's the first author of the paper.
Congratulations to all.
Okay.